2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Safety and Operations Editor David Learmount blogs about the long-awaited approval by Denmark's Civil Aviation Authority of a high-precision approach and departure aid through notorious terrain in and out of the Vagar in the Faroe Islands. When you are flying on approach, departure, or go-around along a snaking valley with invisible granite walls close to either side of you in the far North Atlantic fog, system integrity matters. The Faroes carrier Atlantic Airways has worked for 10 months trialing a high-precision GPS-guided approach to Vagar under visual conditions, with fare-paying passengers on board. Learmount made the trip in an A319 flight deck and posted the rocky photos. On the Dew Line, Dave Mahamdar wonders what will replace the F-15E Strike Eagle. The U.S. Air Force hopes to keep its fleet of Boeing F-15E multi-role fighters in service into the 2030s, but it has no definitive plan to eventually replace those aircraft. The Strike Eagle is arguably the best multi-role combat aircraft in the USAF inventory. No other fighter offers the range, payload, or breadth or depth of capability as the F-15E. The Lockheed Martin F-22 Raptor was designed to replace the Boeing F-15C, but not the Strike Eagle. The Lockheed F-35, meanwhile, is designed to replace the Fairchild Republic A-10 and Lockheed F-16, but it does not have the range or payload to take on the Strike Eagle's role. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. An Air Berlin Airbus A330-200 was forced to return to Phuket International Airport when a fire broke out on one of its engines shortly after takeoff. According to media reports, the A330, with registration DAXBA, took off from Phuket at approximately 21:30 local time on December 20th and was bound for Abu Dhabi. However, it made an emergency landing an hour later after the crew reported that one of the aircraft's engines was on fire. During the landing, three tires blew out. This prevented the aircraft from being moved for several hours, and the 249 passengers and crew on board disembarked via stairs. The airport was subsequently closed until the early hours of December 21st, when the aircraft was moved to an apron. Distribution is one of the many topics airline boardrooms are debating around the globe, and IATA has been on the case for some time. This year it launched what it thinks is the answer, the new distribution capability. Work had been ongoing behind the scenes for a year or so before the NDC was formally launched at the IATA World Passenger Symposium in October. Pilot airlines for the scheme are scheduled to be announced in early 2013. The NDC will enable airlines to offer more options to customers and to reach them seamlessly across all distribution channels, IATA says. Airlines will be able to recognize these customers and therefore provide tailored offerings, as they already can for those customers who go directly to airline websites. An Antonov AN-72 aircraft has crashed in southern Kazakhstan on December 25th, killing all 27 on board. The military transport aircraft, bound for Sykhmet from the capital Astana, belongs to the country's border troops, says Kazakhstan's National Security Committee. In a statement on its website, it adds that the aircraft crashed at 18:55 local time, about 20 kilometers from Sykhmet Airport, when making an approach. The aircraft was carrying 7 crew members and 20 servicemen, including the Border Patrol Director. No further details were given. The incident is now under investigation. BAE Systems has secured a deal for 12 Typhoon Tranche 3 fighters and 8 Hawk Advanced Jet Trainer aircraft, with deliveries to start in 2017. Oman will be the 7th Air Force to operate the Typhoon, says BAE. Other operators are the UK, Germany, Italy, Spain, Austria, and Saudi Arabia. The Oman contract comprises a provision to include the Euroradar Consortium's E-Scan active electronically scanned array radar. The Oman deal is not unexpected. In its half-year results statement on August 2nd, the UK company said contract negotiations with Oman for 12 Typhoons were underway, with a contract possible by the end of 2012.